Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, introducing the Pants Your Pants Wardrobe Out, this is What the Hell Were We Thinking?
We got a huge topic today. If this is going to be about
the Hulk Hogan,
okay, so we'll start out with the Hulk Hogan thing.
I think we got a perfect topic, brother.
Okay, then welcome to the Dusty and Anna Show. What the hell were we thinking for inviting Daniel High today?
Yeah, what the hell were we thinking?
Hi, D. Hi.
Greetings. You know, once again, I'm back.
He's always back. You never went anywhere. Where'd you go?
I never went anywhere. Dude, I'm just back.
Dude, you have the same bed as us.
Basically, I mean,
that is our bed.
Are you in our bedroom?
He's in our bedroom. In our house.
I have something to admit. I have been stalking you guys a little bit.
A lot.
Swagger jacking, if you will.
Yeah. Need to make your way out to San Diego.
I've been wanting to make a trip out to Cali. I might come out there sometime.
Yeah, Tab was just out here. He had a blast.
Yeah, that dude stays well-traveled for somebody who doesn't really work.
I know, right? Sure does.
So what's been going on with you guys?
We have our kids, his kids in town. We have my mom in town. It's been
three kids running around. Just
three kids running around. Yeah, Mima's fortunately taking care of, very good care of them. Yes, yeah. We needed a break.
Yeah.
That's a little something for you, man. I know, you know, we wanted to get into this whole thing about wrestling, but a little surprise. You know, I had to break out the old school day.
Wait, so does that mean
NWO, whoa.
Does that mean you're a pro Hulk Hogan? You're defending him?
No. This is Hulk Hogan before I knew he didn't like me because of my skin.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he's cool with you until you date his daughter, obviously.
Pretty much, as long as, you know, you don't try and touch Brooke. You know, I thought it was men in general, but apparently it's just black guys.
Well, if you're 18 tall and you got $1 million, then you're good.
So if I play basketball, I'm okay.
Yeah.
So wait a minute, I didn't hear I've been searching all over for it. What did he actually say? I know he said the N-word multiple times about his daughter's boyfriend, but what did he actually say?
Cody, you're within the safe zone. Within the nest. Feel free. This is your podcast. I'm merely a guest.
Well, I don't want people to take my words out of context. Who knows? One of these days I might try to like run for public office and I'll be like, well, listen to what he said then. And they'll pull it up completely out of context.
He agreed with Hulk Hogan.
Well, I've had my black card for a while now, so I guess I can talk on it.
You can talk on it. I've had my black card, too, by the way. I just want to say.
We already established that, brother.
I just
want
to make sure that was clear.
You're in the Hall of Fame.
I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But apparently, we learned today you can get kicked out of the Hall of Fame.
That's true, so I got to watch my mouth as well, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, so what did he say? Somebody educate me, please.
So it was more so along the lines of, like, it's okay if it was like some rich, tall, black athlete if he had millions of dollars, basically, you know.
What?
Minus, you know, 50 to 100 N-bombs in there.
What?
Some along those lines with, you know.
And this was all during a sex tape?
Like, after things had happened.
So after he finished having sex, he talked about black guys?
He's talking about his daughter.
Why is he talking about his daughter after having sex? That's disgusting.
I think they're just, like, riffing, just bullshitting.
That would be the last thing I'm talking about. Oh, that was great sex.
He's a weird guy.
So Hayden today.
He's a total
seemed like a good segue.
Like, no one in the wrestling business, like, that really knew him really liked him.
Of course not. Didn't they just talk trash about him a few months ago?
Ultimate Warrior never liked him.
Yeah, Ultimate Warrior. And he was one who, didn't he induce him into the Hall of Fame? Or something like that? But they had a fight.
Well, I mean, they were fighting for years. They just didn't like each other. It was just, I think it was just different personalities. They didn't like each other. But, I mean, they ultimately, right before Warrior died, they ended up making up with each other.
Yeah,
you know, kind of hugging it out a little bit. But, I mean, I think at this point, they were just both old. And they were like, look, we can't fight anymore.
Yeah.
So,
you can go on YouTube, you can find some really cool footage of Warrior talking mad shit about Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
You showed it to me,
And then Savage. Randy Savage, favorite wrestler that ever lived. Randy Savage always had a problem. Well,
the Macho Man.
So dumb.
Yeah, the Macho Man. He hated Hogan. Hated.
Yeah, so he played, out of here. Y'all are way
he played Pope for his divorce with Miss Elizabeth. Miss Elizabeth.
I know. I remember that. Yeah.
Together.
Why
for
do
a
I remember
time?
This? Why do I know this? And I should not know this stuff.
Well,
hey, you're married to Dusty.
I'm married to
you
Dusty.
Should know this.
So I'll preempt
Dusty
this.
Rhodes Jr. Over here.
I'll preempt this with saying that, like, I was a wrestling fan at a young age, and then I kind of stopped watching it. And,
like everybody else.
In high school. And then, like, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I started getting really back into it again, started watching it all the time again. And subscribe
now than it was
subscribe WWE Network. Caught up on everything, because you can watch all the old stuff. So I've watched all the old pay-per-views, watched every Beyond the Ring, and I just love the storylines, everything that goes into it. So I might not be accurate on everything I'm talking about. I might not be fully caught up on everything, but I'm going to do my best to hang with you as we talk about these things, because I think we got some cool things to talk about, especially with the Hulk Hogan thing. It's one of the big things that I've heard a lot of people saying about Hulk Hogan is, you can't kick Hulk Hogan out of the Hall of Fame because Hulk Hogan built the business. And
well, he was the face of the business for
a long
time.
My response to that is, no, he didn't build the business. Yeah, he might have been the face of the business, but Vince McMahon could have put anybody into that suit, and anybody could have been Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan just did it.
Yeah.
Superstar Billy Graham was Hulk Hogan 20 years before Hulk Hogan even existed. And superstar Billy Graham fell off the map because superstar Billy Graham didn't do things the way Vince McMahon Sr. wanted it done. But superstar Billy Graham was exactly like Hulk Hogan. You can look it up, you can see the footage, and he's the same guy all over again just 20 years later.
That's far beyond my reach. I know about Stone Cold Steve Austin, and that's as far back as I go.
I mean, if you want to take it there, I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right about Hogan. I mean, anybody could have been in Hogan's position. There were plenty of guys that were touted to be basically the Hulk Hogan role before he became it. You know, you had Magnum T.A., who was the guy, before then. And he was going to be basically Hulk Hogan before he got in a huge car accident that basically paralyzed him, for a lot of his life. You know, superstar Billy Graham, he was the guy, due to just lack of vision, people didn't put the right wheels behind him, and get him to that spot. But Hulk Hogan, he got his spot, and I mean, you can't take away his history. He has been around. He was the guy for a long time. But to say he can't be taken out of the Hall of Fame, I mean, the WWE is a business, and Vince McMahon has stockholders now that you want to keep happy, and you can't have your guys out there just dropping N bombs. You know, Vince McMahon also comes across as kind of a hypocrite because, I mean, you can look this up on YouTube. He's dropped the N-bomb on, wrestling.
No!
On TV before.
What?
He has. But you know what? He's not going to fire himself from his own business.
When was this? Was this a long time ago?
It was years ago. He said
probably
years
about somewhere between 5 to 10 years ago.
Yeah, he said it to John
Cena.
So
that is very... he said it to John Cena.
Yeah.
Wait, what did he say to John Cena?
It was when John Cena was doing his Thugonomics gimmick.
Yeah.
And so he's coming backstage. And this is when Booker T was doing his King Booker gimmick.
Uh-huh.
So he's coming backstage and John Cena comes walking by, in Thugonomics John Cena gear. And Vince sees him and he goes, "What's up, my nigga?"
Oh.
And Booker T hears this and he's like, "He didn't just say that. Tell me, he just say
that."
Huh?
Was that part of the show?
I mean, it was part of the show, but at the same time,
it comes
off.
That was probably
for views,
right?
That was
before they had stockholders. So, I mean,
he was much more free to run any way he wanted to. And I'm sure it also kind of is a publicizing thing, like, oh, now I'm getting publicity. This is something, from what I understand, that Hulk Hogan was trying to hold back, right? He's suing them for $100 million right now.
Oh, yeah.
For the website that leaked it, the sex tape, because he had it, you explained it to me earlier, so you can explain it again. I don't know.
So, when the sex tape originally, became somewhat public, people had it, they were trying to extort him for money, he took them to court, and the sex tape itself and the transcripts from the sex tape were supposed to be locked away into Florida case files, court documents, not supposed to become public, and then all of a sudden, yesterday at some point, four different websites got a hold of this transcript.
Okay.
The information was leaked, And as soon as it became public, WWE reacted. Overnight, they scrubbed him from their website, from their history books, from the Hall of Fame. Like, he was done.
Yeah, like, if you go search on WWE, there's no Hulk Hogan. It never existed. It's amazing.
Yeah, they went behind him. They actually took him out of the game that's supposed to come out soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, out of the 2K16, he was supposed to be in there. They done removed him from the game now, too, so.
But do you guys feel like maybe this is his, like, you know, 10th strike?
He's had a lot of strikes. He went, he testified against Vince McMahon in, steroid cases and was allowed back into the game. He was,
doing drugs and he's doing cocaine.
If it's one thing Vince McMahon loves, it's money. And if you're a guy that can make him money, you get unlimited strikes.
Well, that's what I said. You know? 5 years down the road,
he's getting
Hulk Hogan's still alive. He'll be forgiven. He'll be back. He'll be re-inducted.
If Warrior can get in, you know, if Macho Man can get in, you know.
Wait, what did Macho Man do?
They had beef for a long time with the WWE. He didn't want to go into the Hall of Fame. They were trying to get him in for years. He didn't want to go in because of, you know, just personal beef with Vince McMahon. You know, things that dated all the way back to Vince McMahon during the steroid era and Hulk Hogan and all that stuff. You know, it was just creative differences. They fought over the years.
Why would he not want to go into the Hall of Fame, though? That's the significance of his career.
It's a little bit sketchy. So, his father was a wrestler. His brother was a wrestler, uh-huh. And he was a wrestler. Of all three of them, Savage became the most famous.
Okay.
His last name's not really Savage, so his last name's Poffo. And
there's a shocker.
So yeah, surprise! All right, so
the
Poffo family. His deal was the whole family was supposed to go in the Hall of Fame at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
If they were gonna put him in the Hall of Fame,
he wanted.
Before.
I remember this. Yeah.
But before he had his accident. His driving accident that killed him. Apparently, he had a conversation with his mother at some point where he said, "I would like to be inducted in the Hall of Fame."
So that's what they did after he died.
So yeah, after he's gone. But the thing that a lot of people disagreed with was Hulk Hogan actually inducting him into
the
Hall of Fame.
Because they were not friends.
Look it up. Another thing you can find on YouTube: Randy Savage, white beard and everything, calling him out for a street fight. Like, come on out, brother. Like, I don't give a shit. We'll go out, gloves off, real life. I'll whoop your ass in the middle of the street. And I'll tell you what, we'll get in a boxing ring and I'll whoop your ass and we'll do it for charity. You pick your favorite charity, I'll pick my favorite charity, and I will physically whoop your ass for real for the first time on television.
So you're telling me Hulk Hogan inducted him into the Hall of Fame?
You can find that video
on
YouTube.
After that happened?
After
he died? So this is a slap in his dead body's face, right?
I'm telling you.
Was this Vince McMahon's way of getting back at him?
No. Well, I don't know.
Sure?
I don't know because... Well,
it seems like it. It's like, I'm going to get you to do what I want you to do in the first place, and I'm going to get the one person you did not like to do it.
Well, according to Hogan, like shortly before he died, they did have some sort of makeup.
According to Hogan, though, and how much can we believe?
Yeah, according to Hogan. I mean, I don't necessarily believe him, you know.
Who knows?
You know, but according to him, like shortly before they died, they had some sort of, you know, mending offenses. But I mean, who knows? I mean, I honestly don't believe that. I think Macho would have whooped his behind all the way up to the day, you know.
I believe you. Yeah.
To the day he died, you know, basically.
I think so too. I think Hogan is just all act. And I remember when he had that reality TV show. Remember with his wife and his kids?
Yeah, Hogan knows best. Yeah,
Hogan knows best. Yeah. Even his wife said that didn't he cheat and do drugs and that's why she left him?
Oh, yeah, I mean, the allegations in the court case between them, their divorce case was, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, dude got raped in the courts, man.
He probably deserved it, though. I mean, I've never been a big fan of him. I know you were. He was Hulk Hogan for Halloween 2 years ago, so I understand that.
Yeah, I like the guy. I'm not...
This is probably a huge deal for a lot of Hulk Hogan fans, and I know when I was researching today, there's Twitter's going crazy, people standing up for him, and I'm just like, you know what the best part is? It's black guys standing up for him. It's like, hey, man, he made a mistake a long time ago.
Well, the black guy that stood up for him, Virgil. I know you remember him, Dusty.
I do. Virgil? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
You know, Virgil, he put a tweet out basically saying, like, this dude has done so much for my career. But then he deleted the tweet.
Yeah.
So
his agent probably was like,
it's like, do I
want to
burn that bridge
zone,
with
dude,
the WWE?
The KKK.
You know, Or do I want to burn the bridge with Hogan? Hogan's not doing nothing for me now, but no, WWE might really. Give me that Legends contract soon, so.
Yeah.
I'm excited that he got fired from Tough Enough. I don't think he was good on Tough Enough, but he's not a good actor. He's done. Like, he's been prying on remaining this career that he's craving continue to have, and he's just not good. There's so many better out there. There's Randy Orton. There's Roman Reigns.
You're talking about having second, third, fourth, fifth chances.
Randy Orton's
had a lot of
that.
Chances.
Well,
yeah,
God,
the Viper should have been gone.
Make a videotape of him having sex and then talk about his daughter and her
sex
life.
You don't know. You don't know what's going
on. You're right,
on
I don't know, but I do know that he's very public about his private life on social media.
But you know what? People have gotten a lot smarter about that shit now. You have a publicist who takes care of that shit for you now.
The PRs, yeah.
Hogan didn't grow up in that era. Hogan grew up in an era when it was okay to go out, do a great pay-per-view, sell out Madison Square Garden, go out at the end of the night, hit up the best strip club in New York, and snort cocaine off a stripper's ass and take it home and bang her at the end of the night with his wife watching. It was cool. Like,
man,
you do that now, there's rape charges.
But you know what?
He's lucky Twitter wasn't around back then.
He is lucky. He really is. Yeah. But he needed to learn that times have changed. He needed to go with the flow, not against it. And, you know, he should have done what Kim Kardashian did. He should have flucked. He should have had sex with a black girl. He would have been fine. Maybe, like, a female football player. Who knows? He would have been okay. But, like, no, guys, it's really fine. I'm really not racist. I'm having sex with all black people.
Well, I mean,
maybe Reggie Bush will give him a chance.
That might have been the only thing that was holding back that sex tape from launching. If that guy needs some money in a few years, he might just go ahead and sell his sex tape and see what kind of money he can make off of it.
Ew,
right?
Oh my God, who wants to watch Hulk Hogan?
He's made for life. He paid to get his son out of
the gym. He's been in the gym, brother.
His son killed someone, and his
what?
Son
yeah.
didn't go to jail for
what?
It.
Yeah.
He's a Caitlyn Jenner type?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much the same scenario.
Are you serious?
His son was trained as a drifting racer or whatever, and his son was driving his own souped-up streetcar and rolled it and killed his friend. And,
no.
Yeah, and didn't do any jail time for it.
No!
As far as I know, he didn't do any jail time
for
it.
No, he didn't do any jail time. They just got one hell of a civil suit that he had that his dad paid out for him. Yeah.
Okay, hashtag this, anti-Hulk Hogan. That's what I'm hashtagging. That is ridiculous.
So speaking of Tough Enough,
yeah.
I mean, obviously
Josh.
Hogan's gone now, but what do you think about Patrick being gone?
I don't know. What do you think of that guy? I wasn't a fan of him.
I had a problem with his cockiness.
I think it was fake.
But I was a fan of the fact that he was actually probably the only one there who was a student of the business.
Yeah, you know what? And he's got plenty of opportunity now to go out there, and he's exposed himself to the wrestling business, and now he's got the opportunity to get out there, and he can actually do something in another arena where he's not tied to an NXT contract, and he can actually prove himself on the independent circuit and probably come up on his own and learn a little bit more and not be forced into it. Because he's a young guy. He's really young.
I didn't even know he was 19.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, he's super young.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think he needs to develop that character a little bit more. He's going out there, and he wants to be himself. And you can't be yourself in the ring and be yourself outside the ring and not have those things cross over. So, I think that he'll do well for himself in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a really good opportunity for him. But I kind of could tell he wasn't going to last on the show after the altercations he was getting into in, like, the second episode where he's fighting with that guy who knew nothing about the business.
Yeah. Well, my beef with it is, like, the way that the judges, like, how they control who goes into the bottom three.
Because
they basically watch what we watch, you know, like, 40 minutes of something taped from the week before, and then they have to make a decision, you know, who goes in the bottom three. So it's like, okay, Sarah wasn't stepping up again. She goes in the bottom three. ZZ's out of shape. He goes in the bottom three. And now Patrick's being cocky. Send him in the bottom three. Although Woody said, though, at the beginning of the last episode, like, how does it feel to be in the bottom three? I said, that's going to get you in the bottom three right there.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, the way the voting works and the way they set you up for the bottom three, like, that guy's sitting there being a cocky motherfucker. and not getting a good fan base, and then all of a sudden, surprise, he gets put in the bottom three. Well, guess what? No one's going to vote for you. People look at Sara Lee, and they're like, Sara Lee's cute. I want to see her. I want to keep watching her week to week. Those other girls, Gigi, she might be a swimsuit model, not that cute. Amanda, they keep saying she looks like a Barbie doll, not that cute. That other blonde chick, Diana, way hotter. She was smoking, and she up and left the show. She didn't want to deal with the drama. The Brazilian chick, by far the hottest chick that they had out there. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she got eliminated kind of hurt me. Like, of all the girls that they could have brought through, the only reason they wouldn't keep her is because she already kind of looks like a Bella. And the Bellas have, like, established, like, hey, we're the girls in the WWE that look like this, and we want to keep it that way. So don't have any other girls. Like, when Eva Marie came into the WWE, they were like, yep, she can't have her hair that color. So y'all going to do something about that, right? She makes her hair fire engine red, and she's smoking hot, and everyone's like, damn!
Did you see her debut on NXT the other day?
I didn't. I need to go back and watch it. I was going to watch it today. I got busy. I still need to go back and watch it, though.
I won't spoil it for you.
Did she learn how to wrestle? Just tell me that.
I'll say it's a vast improvement over what was there.
All right.
So, it's a vast improvement. I mean, it's passable compared to some of the divas we've seen wrestle in the past. Like when Stacy Keibler first started, you know, Kelly. You know, you remember what those girls were like when they first started wrestling. Hell, I was even, you know, talking to my boy, and I'm like, bruh, the Bella Twins couldn't wrestle at a time. You know, they were Eva Marie basically at a time. Like, there to look, you know, pretty and do nothing else.
They hold themselves, like, up there, and they're not that great. They're not Lita.
They're not AJ Lee, you know. That's why I'm glad that my girl is there, Sasha Banks. I love me some Sasha Banks, man. I love Sasha Banks and Charlotte. Both those girls can go, man.
Yeah, Charlotte. Man, Charlotte's a freaking athlete.
Yeah.
That girl can kill it out there.
Yeah, she's really good, man. I actually think like they're trying to set her up right now to be the next women's champion. So
I think so, too. I think that everything they're doing with the Divas division right now is actually really impressive. Yeah. And they've missed out for a long time setting that whole thing up. That the Total Divas reality show kind of started setting them up for success. But I don't think they even needed that. I think they just needed to figure out some kind of way to incorporate the women's wrestling more into the show. Like, you have an audience of however many males watching this show Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday nights, once or twice a month, and like you're barely gonna show these smoking hot girls they're next to nothing beating the crap out of one another. Like, well, guys want to see that.
I felt like with the women, like the women that could actually wrestle, they never gave them time. It was always the pretty faces that they would toss out there. You know, like I don't want to see a match with Rosa Mendez and Oksana, you know. Right. On TV when you got somebody like AJ Lee sitting in the back or Paige sitting in the back, or hell, even Naomi could wrestle, and I mean they gave her like a small push and then just cut it off.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like every time they had somebody that could wrestle, they wouldn't give them any love, and I mean it is what it is now. But now, I mean, now with Sasha and Charlotte and Becky Lynch up there, you actually got some girls that can go, so.
I like Becky Lynch. I think Becky Lynch looks good. I definitely like Sasha Banks. I don't watch a lot of NXT. I haven't really got into that much. I've tried to start like following more Ring of Honor and even a little bit of TNA, even though TNA is like grinding my teeth, like really hard to watch. But I do like, from what I've seen of NXT, I do like it. I like Becky Lynch a lot. I definitely like Sasha Banks. Of all the girls that are coming up right now, Sasha Banks is definitely my favorite one. She's real fun to watch.
I mean, I like Sasha because she got that intensity, man. Like, she fights like the guys, basically. You know, her spots, you know, like, when she's in the corner with, like, one of those chicks, she's laying that in. Like, those elbows look rough.
She can do it. She's got the personality to sell it, too.
I mean, that's because she buys into her character. That whole the boss giving, like, if you see her in interviews and stuff, she's way different from her persona on screen. Sure. But her boss character, she buys in. When she's on camera, she is the boss. You know?
And that's what I was saying about Patrick on Tough Enough. Like, you gotta find that. You can't be Patrick, the guy that knows everything about wrestling, and be Patrick, the fucking whatever character you're going to be when you walk out there in the ring. Unless, like, you really want to be Patrick, the guy that knows everything about wrestling, and people just absolutely hate you and make you a heel and want to see you get your ass beat every week.
Well, I felt like he stamped his ticket to the bottom three when he stood up there and made that statement to ZZ that if you beat me in this competition, you know, like basically I would, you know, I'd be crushed.
Yeah.
You know, so that right there, I felt like stamped his ticket to the bottom three because ZZ, ZZ is not a special athlete. ZZ, his personality, I don't feel like it's going to be a great WWE superstar, but he's likable.
No, you know, he's not. I can't.
He has chubby, likable, you know.
No, it's like that anti-bullying campaign, which I'm totally for anti-bullying. But come on, the guy knows nothing about wrestling. He is absolutely not physically fit to be in there. And even the fat guys you see in WWE are physically fit. They're strong as hell. This guy is not. But they're using this pity party on him.
Pity party? Yeah.
The girls like him. He's just being cuddly. He's in the friend zone for life. Get out of here. Listen, the only one out of them are Amanda and Josh that are meant to be in the WWE because Amanda has this fierce attitude. She's gorgeous. She's a Barbie girl. And then you have Josh who looks like...
Mata's a badass.
Yeah, I like Mata.
He does. He does have a very good character on there.
I feel like he... Like, his that whole King Pharaoh character that he's been, like, putting on, he's into it.
Yeah, he's already got it figured out. You're right.
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like as far as if you were to stop the competition today and just take one of the guys, you would have to take Mata.
You'd have to,
you know.
Without any extra training, that guy is already ready to do something.
Well, yeah, he's got a character developed.
I mean, you could bring him in. You don't even have to let him wrestle. Just have him, like, come on and cut promos for a while, you know, for like a month or so where he's just basically coming in, talking as the Pharaoh character where he's better than everybody. He does this, he does that. Build him up so, you know, not top pay-per-view, but some pay-per-view,
like,
and then let him have a debut match on there where he just, like, crushes some nobody, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of a lot of the characters. Sarah Lee, I was a big fan of hers until she just... I'm a fan of her as a person. I'm not a fan of her in the WWE world. Like, she's obviously not meant to be there. She's clearly not.
She's a sweetheart. She's adorable. She's gorgeous. Keep watching her.
But that's the wrong people watching the show. Come on. Me, if I was to vote, I wouldn't vote for her. I wouldn't vote for her to stay because she's not a WWE character. I mean, look at these other chicks that are in that ring.
Get on Twitter
and
vote. They're gorgeous. They're gorgeous. I already said that I think Sarah Lee's the prettiest girl that's left.
She is pretty, yes, but that's all she's got going on for her. If she can just be quiet and stand there like a statue, she'd be perfect.
Well,
I mean, she's a long-term project, which is why you don't pick her now.
Right. She's going to take years to develop. So, do you really want to spend that time and money and effort when you got this opportunity right now?
She's not a $250,000 contract guaranteed to the NXT.
She's not
going to
last.
But she's a developmental contract.
And Paige is
going to
continue putting her...
Circuit. That you sign, you send off the independent circuit, you let her kind of figure out her way. If, you know, she makes it off that $35,000 a year that you're paying her to learn her skill, then she makes it. If she doesn't, then you cut ties.
She's never going to make it. Never.
I honestly think she will end up making it.
You really think
just
so?
Because I think, like, the fans, especially with the fans having a vote, they won't let her sit up there and go now. You know, everybody likes, people see 40 minutes of tape television. So all they see for, you know, the time she's on TV is the other girls picking on her.
Yeah.
You know, so she's going to make it through on the sympathy vote alone. I mean, it's wrong. ZZ's already been on here probably 3 weeks too long thanks to the sympathy vote. So
too long, according to my count.
It's all about what the cameras portray, and the camera's not, like, you got the camera, think about it, last week, the three guys that were in the bottom three.
Yeah.
The beginning of the episode starts off with Patrick being an a-hole to everybody.
Right. So you already knew, and I told Dusty, I was like,
Then you remember they have the scene with Josh talking to his daughter on FaceTime.
And that's
then
what
you
the
remember
other guy
they
did
got
too.
ZZ
yeah,
on there being picked on by Patrick. So it's what the cameras play up.
You're absolutely correct. And most times when they ask him the questions, they even sit there and say, it's like, well, they portrayed it this way, but that's not what was really happening. And then they cut him off. They're like, okay, next person. Like,
because they asked Patrick, they said, you know, they asked him about getting on ZZ and stuff like that. And he was like, well, the camera's like made me look like I'm picking on this dude. But he was like, but afterwards, you know, we were talking and cool and everything. So, the judges see what we see at home.
Exactly.
40 minutes
that's
of tape television and then they have to make a decision. So Paige was getting into Sarah Lee every week, you know, about stepping up off of 40 minutes of TV.
It was so weak as hell.
Yeah. When she finally did yell, it was like, I mean, it was like, kind of like a tiger cub letting out that first little growl.
It was
growl,
a tiger cub, exactly. A cub. It was like a kitty cat throwing a little fit. No, it wasn't good. And you know what else sucks? Speaking of Tough Enough and the cameras, the filming of like them out is great, but the filming of the actual live show is possibly the worst I've ever seen. And I understand they're doing it like in a college and where they're learning how to do all this stuff and they're helping them out and that's all great. But they really should have not gone for live TV because the quality is terrible. Like, the music's still going. The mics are cutting out. You hear people whispering still because they didn't cut out their mics on time. It's just...
Well, I wouldn't mind the live TV if they did it maybe a week after, you know.
Yeah.
Not during the same week. Like, okay, you guys just got done filming 2 days ago.
Yeah.
We're going to make a decision now off some highly edited footage.
Highly edited.
Or you got done filming 2 hours ago. Go get changed. We're going to send this over for them to watch when you guys get dressed.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, one question from the show. What the hell did you think about Big Show giving them the chops?
Dusty and I did it afterwards. It doesn't hurt that bad.
I don't know. That's
I mean,
that
with neither one of you have the
hand.
Big Show's crying hand, though.
I thought Big Show was going to do a lot more. I felt bad for Big Show because I've been a big lover of Big Show my entire wrestling...
Fanhood,
I guess. I can't believe that I watched it. I was like in middle school. It stopped until you came into my life.
You cannot tell me that chop that he gave Patrick was not sending a message.
It was for sure. No. He was sending some nasty chops, but he definitely, like, you saw, like, the bigger guys, they got chopped all right, but, like,
you really
not
think
too
that he
hard.
Was being...
I don't think he hit anyone as hard as he hit Patrick.
I don't think so. I think y'all are making that up.
It hurt Patrick, like, you saw him, like, it hurt his soul. You know, he knocked some years off his life.
What he said before he hit him hurt his soul more. Because he
called
him out.
That's what he said. He was like, you got to have humility in this business.
Yeah.
Then he spread that big ass hand.
You think you're not going to be emotional in that moment?
I mean, the only reason it hurt ZZ was because he had the titties.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. That hurts because it's all fat. It hurts.
Yeah. You see, he took a knee. He was like, damn it, man.
I'm pissed that Patrick left. I think Patrick was the most deserving to be there. He knew the history. The other guy first of all, here's what pisses me off. Alex openly said, you don't have to know the history to be in this, which told me, like, I just want to be famous. I don't really want to work hard for this.
Well, that's why
and
the guys
Patrick was like, no, I've wanted this since I was a kid. Like, I love this business. I would make this business my life, and I will give you whatever it takes. So they kick Alex off. And then because they make Patrick look bad on TV, they kick him off too.
Yeah.
But that's not fair. The kid really gives a crap about this. He really
he wasn't a-hole to his competitors. He was being overly cocky.
It's a competition.
But
Tanner's
that's
been
not
worse.
A reason to sit up there and put him in the
Tanner
bottom three.
Tanner has been worse.
I thought they were going to send him to the bottom three as a scare tactic. Then somebody would use their save and get him out of there.
Right.
Yeah.
Someone should have, actually.
They should have, and that's another reason
that's
why they don't
agree. That's surprising.
Hulk Hogan sitting in that spot has been pointless. I know Daniel Bryan's a sweetheart. And he's too nice to do anything, and it's really sad that at any time he has to send anybody, he kind of really feels bad, and he tries to make better of it. Paige is more concerned about the females because she wants them to be these tough girls like she is. I'm like, whatever. I know they're giving Daniel Bryan this job because he can't wrestle, but they still love him, and they know fans love him, so they're giving him the opportunity.
Yeah.
I know they're trying to build Paige to be this huge diva, so that's why she's there. Why the hell is Hulk Hogan there? You want a historian? Put somebody else.
Well, Well, Ric Flair's coming
Ric
up.
Ric Flair, yeah, that's a great historian. Not Hulk Hogan. Half the population hates Hulk Hogan.
I have a theory about Hogan being there.
Okay, let me hear
My theory about Hogan being there was he was there long enough just to get the black guy off, then he quit.
Oh! Wait, did he call Patrick? No, Paige called Patrick, right?
But remember, he said, I was going to put him there. You took my choice.
That racist motherfucker.
That was him.
I hate
that was Hogan. Hogan's deal. He's like, all right, I'm done.
That's my 300 IQ that I've been, you know, working on.
So, can I ask you a question totally off tough enough topic?
Let's do this.
Are you a fan of my man, my personal love crush? Am I allowed to introduce
him
that way? Okay. Roman
Reigns. Do we need to play his music?
Yes, we do. Can we do that in the background? Can we edit the music?
I don't think so. I think
we
probably just do it.
Are you a fan?
Yes and no.
Why no?
I'm a fan of his because I like his potential.
He's gorgeous.
Where they lost me was, I said, when he was in the Shield, I said, this dude could be a huge star. Vince McMahon is going to love him because he's big. The crowd loves him.
He's gorgeous.
All the things that Vince McMahon loves, you know. You know, I mean, I guess if you want to say he's easy on the eyes, the ladies love him.
He's very easy.
So,
he's
a handsome guy. Vince McMahon loves that stuff.
Pretty guy.
All he saw was just dollar signs looking at him. And in that, he made a mistake. They broke up the Shield, and he just put this huge rocket behind Roman Reigns and forced him down the fans' throats.
Yeah.
That resulted in him getting the hell booed out of him.
Yes.
I mean, even today in some parts. I know. I mean, where he earned my respect back, though, was taking the ass-kicking of a lifetime by Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Not walking away with the championship.
Yeah. To lose after, you know, basically getting your ass suplexed to death and getting slapped in the face. Dude took his glove off to, like, open hand slap him in the middle of the match, you know. Yeah. Roman Reigns earned my respect with that. And if Vince McMahon could just hold on, just wait, you have money, you know, there for years to come.
I just feel like they're holding him back for no reason. I feel like this guy, I feel like they don't know what to do with him. They know that he's going to be a superstar. They just don't know what direction to put him in. He's either a good guy or is he a bad guy. But you don't know because they keep turning it. Like, what's his other name? What's that other guy that is now all of a sudden freaking huge?
Cesaro's getting a big push right now.
In the ring.
But he's good. No, he's athletic. He's great. He's got a great personality. I agree with it.
You know, his personality sucks. He can't cut a promo for shit.
Well, no, he can't.
Well,
he's got a promo.
If you watched SmackDown last night, he had one hell of a promo that he cut on Kevin Owens. Yeah.
Oh, good. I hate Kevin Owens. I love the one, the last Raw, where they were Kevin Owens against Cena and Randy Orton and Cesaro. That was awesome. I love that trio together.
That was
such a powerhouse. It was amazing.
Monday Night Raw was the best Monday Night Raw I've seen in years.
I still feel like they need to bring Ambrose and Roman Reigns together and continue using that. Because for some reason, people love
I see
now.
The Shield getting back together in about a year.
I hope so, but not with Seth Rollins.
I think Rollins will be back in there after about a year or so. Just because
after
I think like eventually something's going to happen with the Authority where it kind of like breaks them up. And then Rollins is going to kind of be on his own. And then, I mean, if you know old wrestling lore, man, I mean, it basically doesn't matter how hard you turn on your teammate. Eventually, you get back together.
Right. Well, of course.
You know,
of course.
The primetime players. Remember, like, last year, Titus O'Neil beat the hell out of Darren Young. You know?
But, I mean, that's what sells. That's what sells. They want to see you break apart and get back together. And they want to see the drama and everything that goes into it. But what do you think about Seth Rollins as a champion, because when they crowned him, when he got
unfairly won the belt,
you knew he was gonna get the belt for as long as he had the money in the bank contract. You knew he was gonna get the belt eventually, but to me it was like, all right, he'll get the belt, but he's not gonna keep the belt. Like he'll probably lose it the next day on Monday Night Raw, and he's kept it for a while now.
I felt like the way that they've handled his title run has been damn near perfect because it fits his character.
Yeah, because he's a bad guy.
His character is Well, I mean, there's different kinds of bad guys. There's different kinds of heels. There's,
he's a weak bad guy.
There's the tough guy heel like Sheamus, you know, who just bullies people. And then there's the chicken shit heel like Seth Rollins, who runs from everything.
Yeah.
You know, his title run fits his character because at any time he can sit up there and run away from an ass kick.
Absolutely.
You know,
like
you know he doesn't never have to step up to, like, John Cena challenged him on Monday. He doesn't have to step to John Cena and go face to face with him. He can say, not tonight, I don't have to do this. We'll fight on my terms. Like, that's his character. So it fits perfectly. You know, the whole angle leading up to him fighting Brock Lesnar, where it's like everybody's trying to hype him up, like, you need to go stand up to Brock. And he's like, yeah. And, you know, ultimately he gets in the match and gets his ass kicked. But then after Undertaker interferes and he comes out on Raw the next night, he's like, I told you Brock Lesnar couldn't beat me. Like, it fits his character perfectly.
It is entertaining. You know, yeah,
I think he's going to have the title until next WrestleMania.
I just don't
think... That's a long run for a guy that's
Here's the thing, though. What worries me is that Sheamus did win the Money in the Bank. So that means that Sheamus can come in at any time and act like Seth Rollins and sit there and just take the match and take the belt. Why Sheamus? You had Roman Reigns. You had Roman Reigns with the chance to get that, and the fans would have loved it. Instead, they got Sheamus? So. Why are they trying to grow Sheamus so big?
I don't think the fans would have loved it. I think the fans expected
it,
and that's why they wouldn't have loved it.
If they would have gave it to Roman Reigns, he'd be in the same thing as when he won the Royal Rumble. They would have booed him again because it would have been just a force again. Like I said, if Vince McMahon just takes his time with Roman Reigns, don't give him the title in the next year. Wait, because WrestleMania 32 is coming to Dallas, and it's going to be huge.
Oh, no, we're coming. It's pretty familiar.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be there. We're going to be there together, you know, family reunion type stuff.
I don't think pay-per-view events are free for military.
Yes, they
are. No, WrestleMania is not. It's not specifically WrestleMania.
Oh, okay. Well, we are going to a show on the 27th of August.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about that one. It's here in San Diego.
Hey, free for military, that's always good.
You got to come out and visit.
I wish I could. I mean, when is it?
Get on the next flight. It's August 21st or 27th. It's a Saturday. Or it's a Friday. Saturday. It's a Saturday.
Got to get in there. I mean, that. Freaking he won't dude. Win. He should win the title in the next year.
I agree.
If they put the title on him anytime the next year, it's going to feel forced. The fans are going to boo the hell out of him. They'll never like him. What they need to do with Roman Reigns, and it would be perfect, is if they make him turn heel. If they make him turn heel.
You think so?
Yes, if they just have him be a solid bad guy for like a year. Because if you think about it.
He's not a bad guy.
Think about the top bad guys. Eventually, the fans love him. Fans are cheering Kevin Owens right now.
Yeah.
Fans cheered Cesaro when he was a bad guy.
But he can't.
Fans cheered Seth Rollins.
You
know, unless you're just a really good heel, you know, like a Seth Rollins or a Rusev, where you just never get cheers because you're doing such a damn good job. You know, most heels, they have the cool factor, so they get cheered. Hence, Hulk Hogan in the NWO.
Yeah.
Everybody cheered him, even though he was a bad guy.
So, you bring that up, bring up the NWO again. So, let's talk about, like, factions for a minute. Because, like, when you talk about how do you handle a talent pool the size that the WWE has. Because the WWE is as big as it gets when it comes to wrestling. No one else has their talent pool. But they have so many great wrestlers, so many guys that could be the champ, and you don't know what to do with them. What did WCW do? They created the NWO. And so that kind of made a separation inside their business where you could easily identify the different wrestlers inside the WCW. So you have, you know, well, I know this guy. This guy is the right-hand man to this guy, and these guys are a tag team group, and they're part of the NWO, and this is what they do. And this guy, he's going for the Intercontinental title, whatever. So, it seems like they're kind of going that way with the Divas division right now to kind of build that up. And they got their smaller factions. It seems like if they were to go that angle, I'm not saying bring back DX, and I'm not saying bring back the NWO. But I'm saying if you build a faction, like, people like seeing Randy Orton and John Cena get out there together. And for once, not be against one another as, you know, two guys that want to be the fucking contenders for the title, that just get out there and kicking other dudes' asses together as a team, People like seeing that.
Yeah, because it's entertaining. You want to see your two favorites get together.
It's like the Avengers or the Justice League, you know?
Yeah.
You got these superheroes getting out there beating the shit out of bad guys together. So if you start building factions like that, I mean, imagine what that would do for the industry at this point. Just, I'm not saying long term,
I don't know,
but
maybe
just for a
short
term run.
We should apply for marketing at the WWE universe.
the thing with factions is, like, you have to know when to stop with your factions. That was WCW's problem, was, you know, they end up having damn white and black NWO, red and black NWO. They had the damn Latino world order. They had the blue world order. Like, it just got crazy at the end. It got to the point where there was, like, damn near 50 members in the NWO.
And everything was separated. There was like an Asian world order, like
stereotypical, basically. All right, black guys go stand over there. You know, white guys.
They're still doing that.
You're gonna be over here.
Look at the partnerships.
I like New Day.
Okay, but New Day. I love
the New Day. As heels, they are perfect.
Who are the guys? Who are the fight guys? I like them a lot too. I hate that they continue getting booed. Who are the guys that continue fighting? The other two black guys. The one that's really gorgeous and the one that's really ugly.
She's talking about the primetime players.
Yes. Why? Why are they doing this racist shit where black people are against black people? Why can't we all be together? The Divas aren't doing that. The Divas are all mixed up.
Nah, they put the black girls together.
No.
Yeah,
they do. Yeah, they got Foxy, Sasha Banks with...
Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Alicia Fox don't really count. I mean,
Alicia Fox got traded.
Alicia Fox just has an extreme tan. She ain't black.
Yo, you're such an asshole. She's gorgeous. She is gorgeous. And even that big rough chick with
Tamina.
Nadia. What's her name?
Tamina. Yeah.
Yeah, she's white.
There's been accusations of racism in WWE for a long time. I think that's part of the reason why Vince McMahon and the corporation immediately took action, because they want to avoid that. They want to avoid that skepticism. They want to avoid getting stereotyped as a racist organization. And they have been the company that's given anyone a chance who's come out and been a great wrestler. They don't care where you're from, as long as you get out there and actually wrestle your ass off. Now,
put on a show and make the money,
If you piss off Vince McMahon, you piss off Triple H, you piss off Stephanie McMahon, or anyone else inside the organization, then you're not going to get your chance. It doesn't matter who you are.
That's any business.
You're
going to
end up wrestling for the Jarrett family somewhere on a shitty show that only 30,000 people watch each week, which aren't bad numbers, but you're not making bank.
I think to conclude it, and if I may.
We're running out of time?
Yes. I think great conversation, you two. You should probably call each other sometime. Because this podcast was supposed to have other topics other than wrestling, which took up the entire time. I think to conclude it, the WWE, at the end of the day, is a company like any other that works to make money. Money is the only thing they're interested in. And in their best interest, was it to let go of Hulk Hogan? Absolutely. He's not going to make the money while people are booing them and people are refusing to watch him and they're striking them out. Because they're accepting of the racist stuff. What happened in the NFL? Same exact thing. Hey, you're not going to ban this guy for abusing his wife or his fiance or his girlfriend? We're not going to watch anymore. We're going to strike you out. It's the same exact thing. You don't want the bad publicity. Sometimes the bad publicity is good, but when it's racism, sexual contact, or abuse, you don't want that kind of negative impact onto your business. So yes, did Vince Vaughn make mistakes?
Vince Vaughn?
Probably. Vince McMahon, did he make mistakes before? Absolutely. Will he admit to him? Fudge no.
No,
he's not ever going to admit to
him. And if it's Triple H getting caught on film or on audio saying some shit like that, you can bet your ass Triple H is still going to have a job the next day, and they're going to find some way to excuse it. But Hulk Hogan is done. He's old.
For now.
His contract was pretty much up. He's made enough money off the business. He's going to continue getting, no matter how much they scrub his name from all this shit, he's going to continue getting residuals. So he's good.
He's good for life.
He's set up for the rest of his life, and he'll be back. He'll be back.
But he's going to crave it because the guy cannot leave the show. Dehi, do you have any final words, final thoughts?
I mean, I just want to applaud the WWE for acting so fast, you know, after having this come out. That being said, what the hell is going on in the damn NFL where you can't decide whether Tom Brady should be damn suspended or not?
Yeah.
I'm a Cowboy fan until I die.
That bastard needs to go. They can't prove that he cheated. So, did anybody have him on tape? Deflating balls?
No, Brady, I mean, technically, he wasn't caught. We all know that he did it. He just wasn't caught. So,
you
I feel like just
but
wipe away the suspension, fine.
I agree with it, guys. I'm the one who thinks that Tom Brady should be punished and kicked out of the NFL. And
he's a cheater.
Yes, this is the second time he got caught cheating. He should be kicked out of the NFL.
He's
also set for life. He has five rings. Get the hell out. Or three rings. Get out. We're done with you. I'm done with him. He's gorgeous. I'll have his babies, but I'm done with him. You're a cheater. You don't deserve to be in the NFL. Too many people play their hearts out. But do we have proof? No, we don't have proof. What we know is that he is, as the quarterback, team captain, he has to take responsibility for it. Now, the people who actually inflated and deflated balls, did you see them come up on camera and be like, I'm so sorry, Tom Brady made me do it? No.
Jesus, huh?
It's their coach. That's who needs to be blamed. That's who needs to be fired. And that's who needs to go.
Dropping the sledgehammer on the end, ain't you?
All right, well, we'll talk about the NFL some other time.
We're going to have to call you back for an NFL talk.
Hey, I'm free anytime you guys want to do this thing, whatever topic you want to talk about, hell, I'm here.
The next topic is definitely going to be the NFL because obviously we all have different feelings on the Patriots thing, clearly.
I got some views on the NFL I would love to share with you guys.
Different views. Clearly, very different views.
All right, time to shut her down. We're getting the knock on the door.
We are getting the knock on the door from the babies. Thank you, Dehi, so much for sticking with us. We can't wait to see you again.
Proud to be, you know, part of this old-fashioned gangbang.
Old-fashioned gangbang, like it always is. No, but for real, that was awesome. Thank you. Hold on just a second. Don't hang up on us yet.
Oh.